From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from the NPR studios. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Monday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Got a little bit of spirit about St. Patrick's Day here in the Bryant Park staff. I wore green and didn't even mean to. Didn't even really realize what day it was. Jacob, you're wearing plaid. That doesn't count.
It's got a little bit of green in
got
it.
Got a wee bit of green in it. All right, Jacob Gans. We also have a bake-off here with some of the staff. We've got quite an Irish staff, a Caitlin Kenney and a Patricia McKinney, and they are going to get to it. Brian McCabe.
Tis a wee Irish throwdown.
Exists. Tricia McKinney, you also put it on our blog, my dear, what you were making for dinner. You're actually going to try to make a traditional Irish dinner tonight?
I am. Here's the deal. My name is Patricia. St. Patrick, my personal saint. So today is really a holiday for me.
Yes, as it should be.
And I'm really never that organized, but I was at the supermarket and there was this corned beef and cabbage on sale. And I was like, all right, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to make it. And then I was actually reading the package and it takes 3 hours to boil this meat. And so I said, all right, I better do it.
Well, if you want to see what Tricia was up to last night, go to our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, and she'll tell you how she's attempting to make corned beef and cabbage tonight.
Yeah, you know, boiled meat doesn't sound so good, does it?
When you just said boiled meat at this hour, not so much.
Not so happy. Maybe I won't eat it.
Oh, come on. You got to try. Somebody who was supposed to be at the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City was Mayor Bloomberg. However, he has other plans. He's got to go up to Albany today. There's going to be a new governor sworn in for New York State. His name is David Peterson, and you know why he's got to be governor now? Because of Elias Spitzer, yeah. David Peterson, an interesting man, a marathoner, an Ivy League graduate, also legally blind, and he will be the first African-American governor of New York State, only the fourth in the entire history of the United States. He's been a politico for years, kind of very quietly sturdy. So we're going to talk to someone who has been following his political career for years, find out a little bit more about him. And can you imagine being the record company that made Alicia Keys so mad that she literally walked out the door? That's the same company that dropped 50 Cent when he was just starting out. Oh, it's from Blender Magazine, who has now counted up the 20 biggest record company screw-ups of all time. That's the name of the article. We'll talk to Blender music editor Rob Tannenbaum about the list. And as I said on the BPP menu this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the Second Avenue Deli, a classic place here in New York City, reopened after being closed. We're also going to have our Irish soda bread bake-off. And the news from Laura Conaway coming up in just a little bit. Sports with Bill Wolf. But first, the Federal Reserve is taking major steps to avert a crisis in America's financial markets. After a weekend of whirlwind negotiation, it's enacting a three-part plan that today's Wall Street Journal calls, quote, historic. Part one, help J.P. Morgan Chase buy Bear Stearns. Part two, lend money to troubled investment banks. And part three, lower those interest rates. And yesterday, there appeared to be a fourth part, too, a little economic cheerleading. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson made the rounds of the Sunday talk shows and told everyone who had listened to him that although we're in a rough patch, things will be just fine.
Our markets are resilient. They're flexible. I'm quite confident we're going to work our way through this situation. Trust me, our economy is structurally sound. I've got great confidence in our financial market, our financial institutions.
That's three. Count them, three different shows. He was on ABC's This Week, CNN's Late Edition, and Fox News Sunday. So let's take the various parts of this plan in order.
J.P. Morgan Chase is buying Bear Stearns.
Oh, yes, they are. That's Michael Cavanaugh, CFO of J.P. Morgan Chase. He announced the purchase yesterday, and his company is getting it for a bargain basement price, $236 million, or less than one-tenth of what Wall Street, or I should say former Wall Street powerhouse, Bear Stearns, was worth Friday, according to the Wall Street Journal's figures. And some of these numbers can be tough to wrap your brain around, but this one, it's pretty clear. A year ago, Bear Stearns was selling at $170 a share. Yesterday, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay 2 $2 a share. That's $2. They got help from the Fed as well, who agreed to assume the risk of a lot of Bear Stearns shaky investments. And those aren't the only investments the Fed is looking to bolster, which brings us to part two of the big plan, a new program that will let big investment banks take out short-term loans starting today. And then there's part three, the old standby. Let's lower interest rates. Yesterday, the Fed lowered the rate they charge banks who borrow from them directly. Tomorrow, the Fed is expected to lower another key interest rate, the ones banks charge each other for loans, by at least a half a percent. Now, I know it sounds like a lot of ordinary Fed stuff, but it really isn't. Scan the headlines today and you can almost hear business reporters' jaws dropping. Words like dramatic, historic, and unprecedented are everywhere. So what about the unofficial fourth part of the plan, the economic cheerleading? How well are this weekend's moves being received? Well, stocks dropped in early trading today as Asia and Europe and the dollar continued to fall. Check back with NPR.org for more updates. Now here's Laura Conaway with some more of today's headlines.